controversy to that, apart from the fact that came to poetry rather late. In fact, about 9-10 years ago when we moved from Dublin to Drogheda, and I linked up with a young poet, and we brought out a joint collection, me on that side, Steve on that side. So we both got a front page. Before that, a lot of experience to draw on, so most of the poems tend to be about my life. It means I came to poetry with no real preconceptions about what was poetry or poetic. So they tend to be varied in style, subject matter, and they tend to be fairly long. First one I'm going to start with is in fact quite short. This is pretty well a found poem, what somebody said to me. It's called Sometime Never. "I know what I'm going to call it," he said. "I've tried. I'VE tried. That's what I'll call it when I've written it, my life story. I'VE tried. I've tried. And satisfied that having laid claim once again to the title of a book that would never be written, this working man in a bar in a country town who'd lived through a depression childhood, service as a squaddy in a vicious war, and countless labouring jobs, down the tail end of his pint, and called for another." This one only came together when I had the dream that starts it. I've been wondering how to write about it. It's called San Francisco Dreaming. "Last night, in dream, I missed my flight and was forever wandering round trying to write the situation. This desk, that desk, arguing, pleading, featureless world of airport, over and over, getting nowhere. Perhaps a replaying by my subconscious of the time I lost my passport in San Francisco and the hectic days spent reporting to police, reporting to consulate, getting emergency passport, checking insurance, rebooking flight, by internet, by phone, tram, taxi, footslog, uphill, downhill, in amazing steep hill skyscraper land of movie memories. Daymare, that brings opportunity to visit North Beach, stamping ground of Kerouac, Ginsberg, Beat Generation, through alien, harsh-coloured Chinatown, into drab, urban decay, traffic hustle, into Beat Museum, into 50s world, monochrome, but exciting. Old photos, press cuttings, memorabilia, first drafts, page proofs, doodles, Jack's battered typewriter, Alan's back door, Neil's beat-up caddy or something similar. Dropouts, drunks, druggies, rebels, new thinkers, prophets of freedom. Freedom from convention, tradition, expectation. opportunity to read own poems. Cafe Greco, 8 p.m. Could they have been here? Unlikely, but imagine. Philip Hackett's open mic. Could he have been one of them? Look, as he writes my name in notebook, looks old enough. Poets, audience from many lands, local older poets. Local back poet rants his anger. Anger at now, anger at authorities, environment, people, life. Angry like them. Called, I read my childhood wonder, my teenage anger, fears, hopes, my adult defeats, triumphs, struggles, frustrations, loves, losses, feeling in place, out of place, lapping up the applause, like your poems, says older poet, as I make my way back to my seat. Well done, says another. Walk on air, back to hotel. These streets, Julep, through now magic Chinatown, closing down for the night. Dream? Reality? What's the difference? Humiliation in front of the class. Public school, Oxford educated headmaster, his opportunity, Bible reading, to check us, correct us. Say knife, he said. Go on, say it. I, not oi. Knife, not knife. Knife, I said. Knife. Again. Knife. Knife. Whenever he caught, whenever he overheard the slurred vowels of mid-Surrey, debased Cockney, he called it. Oik. Any boy who used them, oik. Any boy who wore his cap crooked, his tie loose, his socks not pulled up, could not enunciate in the approved tones as befits a grammar school boy. Oik! Suddenly, at 18, national service. Non-Oxford accents, not heard before. Lancashire, Yorkshire, Scouts, Glaswegian, West Country, East Anglian, all grammar school boys, fascinated, an outsider wanting to be like them, slide into Cockney tones that come easy. Pile them on, wipe out all that drilling, knife, knife, kite, coit, repeated, repeated, in one joyful, easy slip of the tongue. one, quite different. Not sure where this came from. Just arrived somewhere in my subconscious. It titles itself, "What's it for? What's it for? What's it for?" I ask you. Does it make sense? The muddle and the dense palaver of sensation and pleasure and pain and frustration. Did I and didn't I? Will I and won't I? Can I? Can't I? Who bloody cares? And minute by minute, the fuddle and daze in the brain gets muddier, and the strain to remember what to say, what to do. Did I do? Ah, tomorrow will do. Or was yesterday too late? Again and again, to refrain. By default, by delay, by fear. Forgetful, regretful, deliberate, degenerative. Ever hopeful, ever hopeless. A mishmash of poisoned, bruised, crushed, triumphant tomorrows. Well, what can you expect from someone so shy, rebellious, self-effacing, arrogant, cunning, stupid, open, two-faced, honest, deceitful, ambitious, unplanning, never smiling, miserable sod. From his muddled background, foreground, bright prospects, unfulfilled, shining in small achievements, schizofragilistic, fragile, fragmented, docile, decimated, drifting in the waters of life. More descriptive piece. When my wife and I moved back to Dublin about 20 years ago, I suddenly found I was waking very early in the morning. So I used to get up and go for a long walk and end in a cafe and do some writing or whatever. And we were near North Circular and Phoenix Park and the markets area. So in light mornings it was Phoenix Park, and dark mornings in the winter it was the streets ending up in Smithfield through the Red Market. And this is a tribute, whatever. Called Satisfactions of an Early Riser, Phoenix Park. Antlers of fallow deer extrude eerily above autumn morning ground, white shroud of autumn morning ground mist, to roars of distant hippos, declaring hunger to weary zoo warders. Summer rising summer sun, spotlights, two lone joggers, early morning walker, pacing out quadrant of green glowing park, pausing in huddled Celtic grove to hug trees for comfort, commune with Earth Goddess, to chorus of bird song, blackbirds, thrushes, chaffinch, before settling into a just open cafe, to return to excitement of reinventing ancient Athens for new novels, when not distracted by patterns of sunshine and shadow in fluttering leaves outside. Smithfield Fruit and Veg Market. Dodge through mechanical ballet, the delivery trucks, forklifts, to beeping horns, revving engines, reversing gears, warning alarms, 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 as blue of daylight merges with, takes over from harsh orange glow of street lights, to be conquered in turn by light of rising sun creeping slowly down roof statues, heads, shoulders, torso, legs, creeping down ornate Victorian wall tiles, revealing sudden shout of colour, reds, yellows, orange, orange, green, 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 of new piled fruit and vegetables. Retreat as market opens to bustle of daily business. Retreat to Working Men's Cafe for full greasy Irish. Head down into page proofs, checking for faults, plot holes, repetitions, as shop office workers clatter past outside, taking shortcut through market to workplaces in city centre.
With cane or strap from a punitive teacher.
or maybe something more primeval, passed down with the DNA. A marauding dinosaur, maybe, or a tiger in the night, the jungle, past wars fought and gone, that somehow survived your ancestors, making them flee, hide, self-protect. Or braver men stayed and fought and died and failed to propagate the generations that resulted in you, me. Poor wee timidy beasties, but survivors. Was it all worth it? You bet your goddamn life it was. This may be the end, unless we want more. This is again back to childhood, but well, it's about memory. It started on a little nostalgia, as a little nostalgia piece, and it grew and grew into a study of memory and nostalgia and the power of black and white photographs. It's called Grey Bellwood. Blue, hazy blue, lazy, hazy blue. Lazy, hazy sea of bluebells floats on pale green carpet. Smells. Fragrant smells, oceans of perfumed air, buzz of insects, drowsily murmuring, bluebell ringing for spring pollen, bluebell ringing for spring pollen. Memories only. No blues, no smells, no colours. From aging black and white photo that prompts the memories. A mother with two young children seated on fallen tree among the bluebells, clutching bunches of plucked flowers, bluebells, campions, posing, smiling at unseen father's camera. In silent, odourless, monochrome. But memory struggles to supply the colours, to fill the gaps, drawing on subsequent experience, selecting the obvious, the sensual, in the cause of defeating the dictatorship of monochrome. Cheating in the cause of nostalgia. That dress mum wears, navy blue with pale blue pattern, if I remember rightly. My sister's dress, very pale yellow, I think. My short sleeve shirt, pale blue, I guess. But in this range of greys, could be any pale colour. Mum's cardigan, just dark, dark blue, dark brown, black. Hair colour now. Were my sister and I blonder then than we became as we grew? Until she took to bottle blonding to look more glamorous. But blues, greens, leaves, bluebells, trees, sky. Seen many times since. Perfume smelled. Insects heard. Cheating memory. creating phantom memory. Recreation. It'll do just as well until someone challenges it. But still, those grey shapes, enough to pluck at emotions recalled, warmth, comfort, security, loving mother, caring, nurturing. If in hindsight, maybe a little too close, too cloying, inhibiting, fostering, reliance, dependence, inhibiting independence, preempting the decision making and maturity, preventing even maturity itself. But still, that nostalgic image conjures back a time, a golden age of early childhood, before security ends and uncertainty starts. Blue, hazy blue, lazy, hazy sea of bluebells floats on pale green carpet. Smells, fragrant smells, oceans of perfumed air, buzz, buzz of insects, drowsily murmuring, bluebell ringing for spring pollen, bluebell ringing for spring pollen, bluebell ringing, bluebell, blue. 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 Blue.